Man sakes, these new inventions they have today. Grandpa, Frederick Hall is your name. Is that right?
That's right.
Frederick Hall. Where are you from, Pappy?
I was originally from Massachusetts, born in Rockport, about 36 miles north of Boston. Came to Los Angeles in 1910.
Well, you're really an old settler, huh?
Almost a native son.
How old are you?
I'm 73.
73? Well, you don't look it. I thought you were about 60.
What sort of work do you do, Mr.?
Well, I'm at present practicing law. For 18 years, I was serving the city of Los Angeles as public defender up to 48.
Well, the city of Los Angeles can use all the defending it can get. Huh? What sort of work does your husband do, Sherry?
He's a machine operator for a television antenna manufacturer.
You say he's a machine operator?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how'd you meet him?
Oh, we were
Was he operating
in school
at the time? You met in school?
Yes.
You happily married?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Well, that's unusual. As a young mother, do you have any children?
Naturally.
Naturally, you say, well, I'm glad to hear it. What you meant was that you couldn't be a mother unless you had children. Isn't that it?
Of course.
Well, that's not quite true. I've got children, and I'm not a mother. How many whippersnappers do you have? How many children do you have?
One. A girl.
A girl? Mm-hmm. And how old is this little girl?
1 year.
Did you give up a career to get married?
School.
You were glad to get out of the classroom, mm-hmm. Huh? What was there about your husband that swept you off your feet?
Oh, he was...
Could you talk a little bit louder?
Mm-hmm.
You look beautiful, but they'd also like to hear what you're saying. You'll either have to talk louder or do grinds or something. He was good-looking?
Had a nice car. He was real smooth.
He was smooth, eh? What do you mean by smooth? You mean he hadn't started to shave yet? Grandpa, you're still over there, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm
glad
here.
To hear it. It isn't often that old granddad lasts this long. Well, that's not the point. Let's get back to where we were. Huh? Do you have any children?
Four. Boys, two girls.
Uh-huh. Grandchildren?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your grandchildren named after you?
No, they were not. My younger son married a bishop's daughter, and so they took the names of their children out of the Bible. They have Peter and Matthew, Luke and Mark.
Well, those are
now,
nice.
The next one maybe Hezekiah, I don't know. Might be Rachel.
How long have you been married, Fred?
46 years.
Have you been happy all that time?
Absolutely.
46 years of marriage, two wars, a stock market crash. Yes, we have no bananas and the thing. And through it all, I want to ask you one question. I want to ask you, why didn't you shoot yourself?
Well, I never was able to get a gun that I thought I could hold.
Now, what are the problems that confront a year-old bride?
Oh, mostly that she can't find any friends that are married that are that young.
Grandpa, are you still happy?
Tell you.
What do you suggest? How can Sherry find some friends her age?
Well, I'd suggest perhaps joining some club. Youthful membership?
You mean like the campfire girls?
That'd be good, yeah.
I was a campfire girl until my voice started to change right in the middle of Polly Wally Doodle All the Day. You belong to any clubs?
Yeah, I belong to the Elks.
The Elks, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that so? How long have you been in Elk?
30 years.
Well, you're a fine-looking specimen. How much would you charge to hang over my fireplace?
Well, I might do it for consideration.
Now, what is the purpose of the Elks Club?
Well, primarily charity, and this year we're adopting the program nationally of cerebral palsy. We initiated a program which we hope will be carried out throughout the United States.
Well, all this world needs is more people like you, Fred. Grandpa, you're still happy, aren't you?
Oh, yes, still happy.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
Well, I'm
confidentially,
too happy.
Now, in all your years of marriage, have you ever kissed anybody besides your wife?
Well, not seriously.
Well, you've got a wonderful opportunity right now, eh, Sherry?
Oh, boy.